Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsley. It's Friday, September 26th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Because of tariffs, we're doing unbelievable. We're making more money than we ever have made.
Trump announces 100% pharma tariff plan and NECAP members' London court appearance. Plus, we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up, this morning. The US president has announced a 100% tariff on branded pharmaceutical imports from companies that are not building manufacturing plants in the US. The move could have a significant impact on the pharma sector in Ireland. Alan Cantwell reports.
Donald Trump made the announcement on his Truth Social platform, saying they will take effect on October 1st. Mr. Trump said the tariffs, however, would not apply to companies that are building manufacturing plants in the United States, which he defined as either breaking ground or being under construction. In August, the Trump administration imposed a 15% tariff on most pharmaceutical exports from the European Union. Ireland is one of the biggest exporters of pharmaceutical products to the US from the EU, accounting for €33 billion of €120 billion of pharmaceutical exports to the US last year. President Trump also announced a 50% tariff on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanity units, which he said were flooding into the country and had to be controlled for national security and other reasons to protect the United States manufacturing base.
Donald Trump also has signed an executive order to bring TikTok under US ownership. Much of the actual arrangement is still unknown, but the White House states that the deal meets national security concerns. The US president says it follows a great talk he had with China's President Xi Jinping.
He gave us the go-ahead. You know, it's run by American investors and American companies. Great ones, great investors, the biggest. You don't get bigger, I don't imagine. And I think I can say that especially the young people, they really wanted this to happen.
A member of NECAP will find out this morning if a terrorism charge against him will be thrown out or not. Liam O'Ohanney, also known as Makara, is appearing before a London court for the third time. News Talk's Emily Keegan is there.
Liam O'Ohanney is accused of allegedly displaying a flag in support of Hezbollah at one of the group's London shows in November last year and is facing a charge under the Terrorism Act. His defence team is seeking to have the case thrown out, claiming there was a technical error in the way the charge was brought against him. Today, the judge will decide if the court has jurisdiction to hear the case. This morning's court appearance has been moved to Woolwich Crown Court after a burst water mains near Westminster Magistrates Court resulted in the building being closed. Crowds of supporters are expected to gather outside the court from around 8 a.m. as they have from Makara's last two appearances. Yesterday, London police announced there would be restrictions in place outside the court, with crowds not permitted to gather near the entrance. NECAP have called this move petty in the extreme and a calculated political decision. Despite the fact Makara has yet to enter a plea, the group has previously said it denies the offence. Emily Keegan in London.
The former director of the FBI has been charged with making a false statement on obstruction in a criminal case. James Comey's indictment is seen as an escalation of Donald Trump's campaign to seek retribution against people who've investigated or criticized him. Mr. Comey's responded to the charges on social media.
My heart is broken for the Department of Justice, but I have great confidence in the federal judicial system, and I'm innocent. So let's have a trial.
Benjamin Netanyahu is set to give a fiery speech to the UN later, defending his country's actions in Palestine. The Israeli Prime Minister is expected to denounce countries like Ireland who have recognised Palestinian statehood. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe is in New York.
Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be the first leader to address the UN this morning, and he's already said he's not going to be holding anything back. He will be strongly critical of the states that recognised Palestinian statehood this week, saying that they have capitulated to terrorists, and is going to reiterate lots of what he has said about Israel needing to protect its own borders. He said he wants to meet Donald Trump today as well to talk about the opportunities that the war in Gaza has created, rather than any sign of him moving towards wanting to end this conflict. He'll be followed five speakers later by Micheál Martin, who is delivering Ireland's national address to the UN General Assembly today. He's expected to talk about peace. He's expected to talk about a trade in a world where Donald Trump's tariffs have torn up the rule book, and of course about Ukraine as well as Palestine. But as this General Assembly trip for the Taoiseach comes to an end, you'd have to say any hopes of a peace deal are as far away as they've ever been.
Mortgage approvals hit a record €16.7 billion in the year to August, despite a dip in volume. Banking and Payments Federation Ireland figures show first-time buyer approvals also reached a new high of nearly €10.4 billion. Mortgage approvals for last August dropped 2.5% year-on-year, with home purchase approvals down 5.1%. Chief Economist with the BPFI, Ali Uru, says average prices are still increasing.
Today's data showed that the mortgage approvals, especially strongly driven by first-time buyers, reached a record high in terms of the annualized value figures. And this is mainly driven by the fact that the average prices are still increasing. The monthly figures can actually hide the general trend, so we need to be cautious. There's been a decline to total. They account for over 62% of the volume, so that's quite a significant market.
Actor Ryan Reynolds has thanked an Essex charity for the support they gave to a Wrexham fan with cancer. Aidan Waller, who was 15, died in February, 3 years after first being diagnosed. The Wrexham co-owner posted a video on Gold Geese's social media.
Aidan Waller was a friend of mine and a friend of Wrexham and a friend to many, and he will never be forgotten. And I'm sending you all my love and all my gratitude for everything that you guys do. Thank you.
Sport now, and in golf, Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood will take on Colin Morikawa and Harris English in the first round foursomes at the Ryder Cup. That's the third match at Bethpage Black today and gets underway just after 20-1 Irish time. The action in New York will begin at 12:10 with John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton up against Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas. In soccer, Shamrock Rovers can claim a fifth league title in 6 years in the SSE Airtricity's Men's Premier Division this evening. They take on Bohemians in the Dublin Derby at Tallaght Stadium. If the Hoops win and Derry City fail to win at Drogheda United, then Stephen Bradley's side wrap up the league with five games to spare. Elsewhere this evening, it's 9th versus 10th as bottom side Cork City go to Galway United, while Shelburne host Waterford at Talca Park. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.